ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Goldberg. Maseches Eruchin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, L'Zchus Refua Shelema Aryeh Chanoich Ben Reizel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reizel.
Today's shiur is on Eruchin Daf Yud Tes. The Mishnah begins, Ha'oimeh Mishkali Alai, if one makes an edit to give his weight to Hektish to Bedek Abayis. Noisin Mishkali, he gives his weight in Kesef Kesef, he was Mefarish to give it in silver, he gives his weight in Kesef, Vim Zav Zav. The Shidim Mekubetzes brings the Rosh, who questions that Tzarech L'dakdik be'eze eis yishklu oisei. At what time do we weigh him to determine the weight that he has to give to Bedek Abayis? As he explains, Ki'adav yedua she'adam kovid yoisei be'boiker koidim achilu me'ach achilu. That one, his weight is heavier in the morning before he eats than after he eats. Which Agavurcha, this fact is mentioned in the Rishash, in Bal Metzid HaFayin Tesem and Beis, that the Tivium, the scientists say that one weighs heavier before he eats than after he eats. So therefore questions the Rosh, that since his weight fluctuates throughout the day, at what time do we measure his, determine his weight to give to Bedek Abayis? And that the Rosh answers, Mestabra HaKol Kishas HaNeder, that everything goes after the time of the Neder, whatever his weight at that time of the day was, his weight during the Shas HaNeder, that's what he gives to Bedek Abayis. The Chofetz Chaim in Zevach Toido and the Maisa Choshev are both bothered that the Gemara early in the Afid Chesom and Amir Aleph said that by Domim, the din is sheitin keshas nasino. You have to give domim. When one says domi alai, he's going to give his value to Hektish. You pay keshas nasino at the time, like Rashi explains, at the time that he comes to Bezin to make the shuma. So the other question is the Chavetz Chaim and the Maisa Choshev, that why is here the Rosh say that you go basid the shas and neder, and there the Gemara seems to say that by domim you give keshas of the nasino, not at the time of the neder. That is value of the shas and neder. So they were Zakta Chavetz Chaim and the Maisa Choshev that according to Rashi, who explained over there in Afid Ches, that the reason why one gives Keshas Nasino is because Mi Oideya Maha Yeshava B'Shas Neder, because there's no way to determine what he was worth at the time of the Neder. Because if he had made the Neder earlier in Tishrei and then he comes to Bezdin in Nisan, we can't determine what his value was at the time of the Neder. So therefore, Al Karchich, he pays Keshas Nasino. So he says, according to that, we could explain that that's only by Dom, and we can't determine what his value was at the time of the Neder, so Kochach, that we have to shatz him up according to the Shatz Nasino. However, weight, which we could determine what his weight was at the time of the Neder, meaning that now when he comes to Bezdin, we'll say it depends if he made the Neder after Achilo, so we'll say first eat, and then we'll weigh him, and that's all we'll determine how much you should have to give. So since we could figure out how much his weight is, so therefore it makes sense, we go basa the Shas HaNeder. However, he asks, according to Tosis, who's Chaylik the Anashi, and he says that this day pay Shas Nasino is not because we can't determine, he has kashes on Rashi, and therefore Tosis concludes that the reason we go basa the Shas Nasino is Al-Karchid is a Pasuk. We have a Pasuk that tells us that by Dom you go basa the Shas Nasino. If so, in fact, the Chavetz Chaim, and then here too, by Mishkal Alai, it's not established to be any different than Dom Alai. And therefore, just like there you go Basa Shas Nasina, here we should also go Basa the Shas Nasina, and not after the Shas HaNeder. And there he replies with the Tzarechin. And the emes is, the Kash is much stronger. The Rosh himself over there in Dafid Ches, he argues in Rashi. He brings Rashi that says you pay Keshas Nasina and not Keshas Neder because he can't determine. And he asks that the Taisefta in Paragimal Halachava says Choymer mi behema, the behema mi ba'adam. That if one says the may behema lai umeis and then it dies, you have to pay. However, one says the may adam lai umeis, then it is your potter. He says if the reason is your potter is because you can't determine the value of what it was at the time of the Neder, the behema you should also be potter. And therefore the Rosh says, like Toises, that it must be that there's a pasuk that by the may adam you go basa the Shas Nasina and after the Shas Neder. So if so, over here by Mishkal Alai, which we're assuming that's by an Adam, Halacha should be, he should go after the Shas Nasina, and therefore when he comes to Bezin, there should be no Indian to try to get his weight to at the time of the Neder, just weigh him as he walks into Bezin, whatever the time of the day it is, and he should pay according to that amount. However, in Shirei, Reb David Soloveitchik, he wants to answer, Alpi Yisoid of the Brisker Rav, which is brought down in Chedushi Agriz, and El Masecht on that base. That the din of the one can be makdish, domim shal adam, is a din miyuchid, which is entirely different than the din that one can be makdish, the dom of a chayfetz, or the meidiklo, to bedek abayis. He explains that the one is makdish, a dom of a chayfetz, There, the pshat is, he'd be makdish to give the shavius of the chayfetz, meaning how much he could sell this chayfetz for. He could sell it on the market, and how much he would receive for this item. And that mona that he could receive, that mona, that shavius of this chayfetz, is what he's makdish to bedek abayis. However, the din domim, shal adam, he says that's a din miyuchid, which is nilmud in the parish of Erechin. It's neschadish in the parish of Erechin, which we learn from the pasuk, neder be'erkecho. Neder is referring to domim, and Erechin is referring to Erechin, as the Gemara in Andavdal and Beis explains. And when one is at Makdish, the Domim Shal Adam, that's a din that's chal in the person you Makdish his Domim. And the way we shats up, and it's Ikva, the Domim Shal Adam, is Kafi Mashaev and Nimke Beshuk. That's his din Domim, and that's not necessarily even what people Bepoil pay for him. And he gives an example, the Rambam in Perek Aleph, in Hilchas Erechin, Halach Yud Gimel, says, Ragoisis, in the Misa, Harehu Kemes. Then the Rambam continues, V'chein Mishenigma Dinoi Bebezin Shal Yisrael Lahorgoi Alaveiro. He's Chayiv Misa, and one is either Mayrechim or he says Domi Alai. The din is, Ein Loi Chayiv Klum. Why? Sheze Kemesu, V'hameis Ein Loi Erech V'loi Domim. So the Briskrov questions, why did the Rambam say, because Ein Loi Erech V'loi Domim? Why didn't he just say that he's just, since he's ain't a bad domim, because he has no, you can't sell him, he's not worth anything. Why does he have to say he's like a mace, and a mace doesn't have a din domim? So explains the Biskarov, because if he would just be mitzad his shavius, there we would look at Bepoil, how much could you sell him? Since Bepoil, he's been yaitz to get killed, no one pay for him. However, since we're not discussing the shavius of the person, we're discussing his din domim, and since intrinsically be'etzem he's a bar domim, he's a healthy, good person who has a bar domim, even though b'metzias, nobody might pay for him, that would not affect his din domim. It might affect his shavius, but would not affect his din domim. And therefore, the Ram has to explain the only reason why he wouldn't be chayiv is because he has a din mace, and a mace doesn't have a teir's domim. And the Biskarov brings a raya further from the Rosh we mentioned earlier on Daf Yud Ches, that the Rosh was mechalik between the Mei Behema. If someone's makdish the Mei Behema, if someone's makdish the Mei Adam. That the Mei Behema, we go bus of the Shas Neder, and even though now it's Meis, since at the time you makdish the animal, it was alive and it had a value, you have to pay. Hashem get the Mei Adam, now that it's dead, you go bus of Shas Nasina, you don't pay. So the Briskrov explained, what's the difference? Why is the Mei Behema go after Shas Neder, and the Mei Behema, and the Mei Behema go after Shas Neder, and the Mei Adam go after Shas Nasina? Because like this you say, because the Mei Behem, which is a neder ba'almo, that is a din like Nedarim the Almo, that you go bust the shas and neder, and since at the time of the neder had a value, you have to pay. However, the Mei Adam, which is a din miyuchid, there, like, as the Rosh explained, that we learn that from the Pasuk, we learn that out of a Pasuk, he says this Eza Pasuk, that we learn that you go after the shas nasino, that's a din miyuchid to Domim Shal Adam, which is an entirely new halacha, there you pay kishas nasino. So based on this, says David beautifully to answer our Mishnah, that when is there a halacha that you go after Shas Nesina? At the Rosh said, Apir the Gemara Daf Yud Ches, that by Dom you go after Shas Nesina, that's unique to the din miyuchid of Dom Mishal Adam. There it's a pasuk you go after Shas Nesina. However, Mishkal Alai, Mishkal Adam, that's like a Nether Da Alma. And the Nether of Mishkal Alai, which is a Nether Da Alma, that has the regular din Nedarim that you go after the Shas and Nether, and therefore the Rosh, the Shita brings from the Rosh in our Mishnah, that here we would go after the Shas Nether, and not after the Shas Nasino. The Gemara in explaining this part of the Mishnah, im Kesev Kesev, im Zav Zav, meaning that if one was mefarsh to give his weight in Kesev or Zav, he has to give it as he spoke out. The Gemara questions, that's Pashit. The Gemara explains that the Chiddush is, for the Diyak, that if he was not mefarsh, he could pater nafshe becholdu, with anything. Any weighed item. And more brings an example, like Rechava, there is Chava said in a place that they weigh with Kufra, with Tar, you could pass it even with Kufra. And that the Gemara questioned, the Poshit, which as the Erech Dal and the Mutzel Me'esh explain, that it is a Chiddush that you could weigh yourself with anything, with even a small item. But what do we see, what was Rechava Mechadish tell us more than I would see from the Dika, the Mishnah? What's the Chiddush of telling us Hafilu B'Kufra? And that the Gemara explains, that the Chiddush is even in the places where Ikka the Tokal, some sell Kufra through weight, and some of those, Ikka the Kyle, some sell it by measurement. I would think, so since not everyone weighs it, you can't use it to pat yourself when you said, I'm gonna give something that's weighed, and I'll give my weight in such a, with a weight. Kamash Malon, that I can. And that the Gemara continues, and Rav Papa said a different chiddush, that Rabbi Asra, the Takli Shamchi, which is onions, you can pass yourself even with onions. Again, what's the chiddush for the Gemara? So the Gemara explains that even though after people weigh it, the minig is, they would add another 2-3, I would think it would lose a teres mishkal, kamash v'lon, it's still considered a dover ha-mishkal, and therefore, you could use that to pat yourself. And the next Gemara continues to explain the Nehemshach of the Mishnah, the Maisa b'imishal yamatio, that she said, mishkal biti alai, v'osu shalayim v'shoklo mishkal azov, and she gave her weight of her daughter in gold. The Gemara questions that smash v'lon there, she didn't speak out zov. So that's a stira to what we just spoke out, that when you're not mafarish, you don't have to give, you can give pata b'choldu. And why did she have to give zav? The Gemara explains, the side, that by his adam choshev, which was even shalei matzah, she was a very wealthy person, afagav deloy pirish, lefi chvoidoy, amrinon, which is, nagaris amdina, we shatzer up according to her chashivas, and therefore she has to pay in gold, even if she didn't speak it out. The Rambam in Perek Beis in Erechin, Halacha Zayin, he quotes the dinim of our Mishnah, of our Gemara, and he says, "Oymer Mishkali alive like Pirish Meiz a min." He didn't explain which min. If he's a Asher be Yoiser, when he's having the Matanim Meruba Noisim Mishkali is off, he gives it in gold. And then he says, also, if he's not wealthy, then Noisim Mishkali, Afilu Peiris, even with Peiris, even with any item. And he goes and explains the Ikedin of the Gemara and the Mishnah, the Kesav Mishnah. Over there in Halacha Hey and Halacha Mishnah and Halacha Zayin are both bothered. The Rambam brought the din of Al-Gemara, but he was mashmit. He left out the chiddush of Rechava, that even in a place by Asad the Takli and Samat Kayil, he left out that Halacha and the chiddush of a Papa, that in the play by Shamchi with the Ikud, with Basad the Shakli, showed the trace Lasso. The Rambam was not mafarish those two dinim. The question is why. The Lech Mishnah asked another question that the Mishnah in Nedarim, Dafit Chesmen Bey, says, Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, which means that if one says a Loshin, which could be explained as Loshin Lehokulu Lahachmir, for example, if one would say, Peiris Elu Kichuma, and you could explain the Loshin Kichuma either as a Chumas Goyrin, which is a Dover HaMutter, which is a Dover Aser rather, which is, but not Aserim, he has to be Matvis in a Dover HaNoder, or you could explain it, Kichumas Lishko, which is a Dover HaNoder, and therefore he would become Aser. The klal is kaimel and lahachmer, and we consider that it's kachumas halishko, and therefore he's osir. So therefore, as the Lech Mishnah in our Gemara, that we said if one was soisim, he said mishkali alai, and did not explain, did not specify how he's going to give his weight. The Gemara said that he could pat himself afilu b'kufra with anything, even kufra. So, in fact, the Lech Mishnah, since we should say stam d'orim lahachmer, we should have to be machmer, and should not be able to pat himself afilu b'kufra. And therefore, the Lech Mishnah says that Efshir, the Ma'idah Komer Talmudu, which our Gemara said, that Motzi Potin Efshir B'Kufra means when he afterwards he was Mefarish himself, and he said that Lekachnas Chamanti, as the Mishnah over there in Nedarim says, that Upirushan Lahokil, that if afterwards he explains himself and says, I meant the Tzad, which is Lahokil, then we go Lekula. So here too, if he explained afterwards when I said Mishkali Alai, my Kavanah was, I meant for Kufra, only then we could pat himself be Kufra. The Maisa Choshev speaks out that according to the Lech Mishnah, we have to explain that this that the Gemara continued and said that by Adam Choshev, Afal Gav Deloy Pirish, Lefi Chvoidoy Amdinon, they pay according to their covet, and therefore they have to give Zav. So that means, according to the Lech Mishnah, you have to say, even if afterwards she was Mefarish, that I, my Kavanah was the Kufra, nevertheless, the umdino that she was mechavin for gold will be megareya her namonis, and therefore, even if she's mefash afterwards, she'll still have to give zav. Now, based on this yisoy of the Lech Mishnah that the Al-Gemara is talking about, where afterwards he was mefash as kavono that lekufin is chavanti, so the Choknosan and the Aflosha Be'erchin want to use this to answer the Oro, which the Lech Mishnah himself and the Kes Mishnah were bothered, that why was the Rambam mashmit the din of Rechava? And he explains that the Choknosan in his Nusach says that the Rambam concludes at the end of Halacha Zayin, HaKoylofi Memoinoi V'daitoi. Everything goes according to his momin, his wealth, V'daitoi, and his das. What does this mean, V'daitoi? So he explains that V'memoin means, as the Gemara explained, that a wealthy person has to give, we shout him up to give according to his wealth. But V'daitoi, he explains, that's going on the Hemshech of the Rambam, that someone who is not wealthy, then V'daitoi, he could have been mefarsh his das, and explain that my kavanah was lekufra, and since he's explaining himself that I meant lekufra, as long as it's something that makes sense, that it's possible, it'll be under, it's Mesiashim Dvarov, that that's what he meant. So therefore, we understand that even if it's a place, Ikad Kayil, if he says, I meant Kufr, which is something that some people weigh, therefore, that would be a valid, that would be that would be valid and be able to be, give his Mishkol in that weight. The Flosh of Erechin says in a different nusach, he says that since the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha in Hilchos Nedarim spoke at the din of Pirushin LaHokil, so therefore we could say that the, even the Rambam didn't have to speak it out again to tell us that he that they didn't have to speak it out again and tell us that in place the Ikad the talk of it, Ikad the Kayil, he could be mefarish, it could be mefarish the Varov and say, I mean to give it like those that consider it a weight item. That's included in the din of Pirushin Lahakul. So therefore, the Rambam, either Rambam, as the Chachna says, he was not mashmit, he spoke it out, bein advarim vav lufi da'itoi, or as the Flash Berchen says, it was included right in the din of Pirushin Lahakul, which is mentioned in Perek Beis in Hilchos Nedarim. However, this you say that the Lech Mishta wants to say that El Gemara is talking about after Zimfarish Dvarov, the Chavetz Chaim is Zevach Toido, and the Erech Dal are both bothered that it's very much not mash like that in the Gemara Kipshutoi is mashmer b'stomba. Stomba the Gemara is mashmer, he's not mefarish devarov. He could point to nafshim b'choldu, it's b'chal not mashmer, and then after he was mefarish devarov. So what do we do with the kasha, the lechem mishnah, and the klal is stam nedarim lahachmer? So to this they say, that when we say stam nedarim lahachmer, that's only if one says a loshen, for example, like we said in the earlier case, someone says it should be harei peyres elu kachumo. So the word kachuma could be misparished in one of two ways. Either kachuma's goyrin or kachuma's halishka. But in our theory, you have to go to chumra. But in our gemara, the person just said, ha'oymer mishkoli alai. He was just menadet that I'm going to give my weight to bedek abayis. He bechlal wasn't thinking how he's going to give his weight and what type of weight. That wasn't part of his nether. How he's going to weigh himself with something he'll decide later what to use to pay up his nether of mishkoli alai. But it's not a question of what is mashmois meant. So there, Mishkoli Eli is just mechayiv to give his weight to Bedek Abayis. Now, with what item could use to weigh himself? So now we could go afterwards and figure out anything that's a normal item that people weigh. So he could use that to be mashmois nether. So there's no question of donning up his loshen of Mishkoli Eli, what it means. So there, Mishkoli Eli is just mechayiv to give anything that's normal to be weighed, and therefore, El Gemara is understood very well. They could part in Avshay Becholdehu. And Chavetz Chaim and Erech Dal point out that this is mashma like this in Rashi. He says, point in Avshay Becholdehu, kol mashma who roitz al Yishkol, Yishkol. That whatever he wants to use now to weigh, he could weigh. It's mashma. He didn't choose anything earlier. He didn't have anything in mind earlier. Whatever he decides now to use, as long as it's something that people use as a weight, that's good. To part of his nether. Ben Geshem is also mashma like this. Kolayim ba'ezer davash yitz, the shiragil me yadim l'shoikla, he could use. And it says so too in the Stimus Rambam, the Stimus Rambam, Pish Mishnayis, is mashm like that. Therefore, it's very shver, the sheet of the Lecha Mishnah. However, I saw in the Sefer Shmuas Chaim, he wants to point out that the Chavetz Chaim understood that the sheet of the Lecha Mishnah is that the entire Sugyo, which said that Poitin Avshe Becholdu, is Davka when he was Mefarash himself, and he said, my Kavanah was to part with that Koldu, with that Kufra, that's what I meant when I said Mishkoli Alai. And therefore, if he didn't speak it out, if he didn't explain himself, he just says, Mishkoli Alai, he would have to give, he would only bat himself with the greatest weight, he would have to give Zav. That's how the Chavetz Chaim understood the Lechem Mishnah. However, he points out, if you look at the Lechem Mishnah, he's mashed that he was only bond, this whole question was only on the Rav Chava's din. The Lechem Mishnah was first marked him, he quoted the din, he didn't go on the Rambam, he quoted the din of the Gemara, of Rav Chava, that by asking the Tachli Kufra, he could pat himself, even though it's Ikka the Kail, the Ikka the Tokil, then he could use Kufra. And that is bothered, we should say Stam and Dorm Lahachmer. It's Mashman, and the Ikka the Inner the Gemara, the Potter Nashi Becholdu, the Atul Lechemisha understood that even if he's not Mefarish himself, he could pat himself Becholdu. It's only on this, on a place where it's Ikka the Tokil, the Ikka the Kail, so there, the Kufra is something that's not necessarily considered a David the Tokil that people weigh. So here, the Lechemisha is bothered, we should say Stam and Dorm Lahachmer. And in this last case, he says that by the case of Kufra, there you can only use Kufra if you're Mefarish Dvarav that I meant as Neschav in the Kufra. But on the regular case, there the Lechem Mishnah agrees that if a person spoke out Stoma, there he could be pat himself becholdu, and therefore we could say the Lech Mishnah could agree with the Diyuk and Rashi and the Rambam that Minastam he could pat the becholdu. Just in the case of Rechava, there is Neschadish the Lech Mishnah is Mechadish, that only if he's spoken and explained himself afterwards, he could pat himself with Kufra. Focusing on the Gemara which discussed the Maisa of Imishal Yematya, Sha'omra Mishkal Biti Alai, Ve'olsi Yerushalayim, Ve'shokal Mishkal Azov. Which the Gemara explained that the Mishnah is Chesurei Mechser V'Hochi Ketani V'im Adam Choshevu. If the one who made the nether was Adam Choshev Afgav Delei Pirish, even if he did not specify how he will give his weight, V'chvoidoi Amdinan. We shats up and estimate to pay according to his covet. As the Gemara brings the Ma'is of Imishal Yimatia, who was very wealthy, Shama Mishkal Biti Alai, she went to Yerushalayim and they mechayev to pay the weight of her daughter in gold. The Chavetz Chaim Zevach Toido is mendaik that the passions of the Gemara of Lefichvoido Yamdinon is mashma that each person would have to be pay according to their means. Meaning one who was very wealthy and could afford Zav, we would assume their intention was to be neither to pay it in gold. And one who could only afford, for example, Kesef, they would pay their Mishkal in Kesef. And one who could afford in the Choshes would pay in the Choshes and so on and so forth. However, he's mendaik in the Lashon the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, "Oimer mishkali alive loy pirish meizamin." If a osher beyoyser, if the person was a osher beyoyser, and neschavim lematanim ruben noisin mishkali zav, then they pay in gold. And the Rambam concludes, "Vim einay muflig ba'ashiris." That if the person is not muflig ba'ashiris, outstanding in their wealth, noisin mishkali and mishkal yodoy, midvarim shadakin lihishakil afilu peiris, even from peiris. He's mendaik in the Rambam, and like this, the Radvaz over there is mendaik as well in the Rambam. That it's mashma, vim einoi muflig bashiris, if the one who made the nether was not muflig bashiris, outstanding in their wealth, afal gavshu oshik tzas, even though the person is somewhat wealthy, still that locha there, you can be pastor themselves up, afilu peiris. And the ayin de shure, Reb David Soloveitchik brings this from the Biskarov, who's also medayik, this is the pashas of the words of the Rambam. And they point out the Rambam Pish Mishnayis is also mashma like this. Rambam explains, "Imu Asher Godel Meforsim, if it was a well-known Asher, then we have the din of our Mishnah, we say, Eloi Neschavin Ela Le'erach Godel. But im Loi Meforsim Asher, if it wasn't a well-known Asher, then, Noitel Meshkolei Afilu Me'apachis." And the Radvaz adds that it seems that the Makar of the Rambam is from our Gemara, which learned it from the Ma'is of Imishal Yimatio, who was a Mefleges B'Asher. Only such a person, we have a Chayiv to pay Zav. But a regular person, but it could be able to pattern themselves up, afilu bepochis. I could add, perhaps, this also meduik in the Lashon and the Gemara. The Gemara says, vim odem choshevu, didn't just say, each person is doisin l'fich voidei, just say, mention the odem choshev, which would be mashma, only a choshev, a person, meaning a very wealthy person, would have this halacha. And the bi'adav, it would be like the Chavetz Chaim explains, that only a osher gadol, we have an umdun gedoyla, that they mean to give a generous matano. But a regular person, not necessarily do we have this umdana, and therefore they will be able to pater afilu bepochis. However, the Chavetz Chaim concludes that from the seif of the Dvarim of the Rambam, which the Rambam says, HaKoyl l'fi memoyne v'daitoy, the Rambam Yad concludes, HaKoyl l'fi memoyne v'daitoy, that'll be mashma, that each person pays according to their means, and not necessarily only a very wealthy person. And therefore the Chavetz Chaim remains, v'adovet tzarech hechra, it's unclear how to learn clear in the Shittas of Rambam, if he means anyone has a halacha or only someone who's a osher gadol. However, he points out that from the Piskei HaTosfos, it would be mashma like he would understand in the Rambam. Because the Piskei HaTosfos says that in explaining our Mishnah, osher, aval pishal pirish, or osher, even though he wasn't mefarish, there's no isl l'fich vaydoi. Aval oni, afilu hisig yodi l'bdil vayferis, even if the oni could afford bdil vayferis, which is types of metals, he can pat himself up with the cheap item of Zephyrs. So here is Medayik. That's Mash, even though he could afford more, and he has means for more than Zephyrs, still he's able to pat himself up with Zephyrs. So he equates this with the way I would have understood in the Pashas of the Dvarim of the Rambam. However, L'chayr, you could be more that the Piskei HaTosfos, even though he does say this Chiddush, that Ani Afil Hissi Gadol B'Dil V'Yferes could pat him with Zephyrs, that would be Mash, he only said it by an Ani. An Ani, he's a poor person, even though he could afford a little more, he's not giving away all his money, and him, we understand, we could pay to Atzma Afilum and Apochis. But in the beginning, he just says, a regular average usher, not like it will be Mash in the Lashon and the Rambam, that a Mefleg is Ba'isher, a Meforsim Ba'isher, anyone who's considered an usher would be able to be give, we would shatz up to be Noisel and Fich Voidoi. And we'll be mashing this from the earlier ois, in ois and gimel in the Piskei Taisus. There he says a loshin, vim hisig b'shas haneder kesev aizav noisnoi. If he's massive, he could afford kesev aizav, he pays according to that. Which would sound that even though he's just massive kesev, he's not very wealthy, he's not the wealth of aizav, still he also says that we would chat him up to pay according to his means. However, that might be mashma that it's a toy safer from the context of the Piskei Taisus, but sound like to be goes vim pirish b'shas haneder. So leaving that diik aside, still the Piskei Taisus would be mashma that an average usher would be able to be nois l'vichvayde, not necessarily an usher gadol, and only could pay to atzim v'zefes. Focusing a little deeper on the words of the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, which we just mentioned, the Rambam says, "Ha'oimer mishkali alive le'pirish me'ezamin, im ha'ya usher b'yoyser, v'nischavin le'matona meruba, noisin mishkali zav." Then he gives his weight in gold. The Kesef Mishnah over there is bothered. Now, what's the Lashon v'nischavin le'matona meruba? It sounds like we need two things. Number one, he's an usher. And number two, he also had kavana for matana meruba. So the Kesef Mishnah is bothered that we don't find the Gemara was mechalik, that we have to know that he was mechavim for matana meruba. We just said any usher b'yoyser, we assume that he was mechavim l'matana meruba, and therefore his neis mishkol is off. So therefore the Kesef Mishnah says that the chayyur the vav of the nischavim is a toy sefer, and he brings it kematzasi b'sefer mugo. I mean, I'm just saying one thing: ma'hi usher b'yoyser. Then we assume he was nischavin lematonim ruba, and therefore noisim mishkol izav. However, then the Kesef Mishnah says, perhaps we could explain, keep the words of the Rambam, v'nischavin, with the vav, and explain up the soif of the Rambam. The Rambam, the end concluded, ha'koylofi memoinoi v'daitoi. So Kesef Mishnah questions, what does it mean v'daitoi? But I should say ha'koylofi memoinoi. So the Kesef Mishnah explains that v'daitoi means his midos. Like we know, the Rambam calls the Hilchas Deis is referring to the midas of a person. Meaning, if the person is an ish kili, he's a stingy person, then even if he's very wealthy, the Kesef Mishnah says dinoi k'dinoni. He has a din of a dinoni, and of course we won't assume that he's mechavim from a ton of meruba. It's only one who is the daita. We could assume we shats him up that he's a generous person. He's a nadvan. Then we know some mishkal is off, and that's what the Rambam means earlier. He osha b'yoyse. Number one, he's wealthy. V'nischav l'matanim ruba, we shat him up, he's a person, and we could assume he was mechavir matanim ruba, because that's his nature, and only then, noisim mishkol izav. Just to point out, this Shabbos, which the Kesef Mishnah says, is different than we mentioned earlier in the Shir from the Chok Nosson. He had a different taich in the Rambam, v'daita means, according to his das, according to how he explains what he intended. However, the Kesef Mishnah is learning v'daita, meaning his midos, that's what it means, what type of person, he's a generous person, or a kili, a stingy person. The Chavetz Chaim says that this which the Kesef Mishnah says Vadim Nasvar, it's correct, that it's not enough just to be an usher. Of course, we have to also understand that he's a generous type of person. Perhaps we could just be Moisev, that's also Meduig like this in the Lashon Gemara, which said, Vim Adam Choshevu, Noislam Fi Chvoidoi. It doesn't just sound like it says, an usher is Noislam Fi Mamoinoi. It's Mashan Adam Choshevu, Noislam Fi Chvoidoi. It sounds like it's a Choshev person, meaning he's Choshev in all his ways. He's Choshev in his wealth, and he's Choshev in his deis. The Hainu, that he's a generous person, the Noisl Fichvoidoi, which would be Meduik, like this Mashmois in the Rambam. The Briskarav brings up another point in the Rambam, and he seems to be understanding, like the Pashta Havana of the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam just means that if someone is wealthy, then we assume he's Mechavim from Matana Meruba, and therefore be Noisl Mishkolizov. And he asks that the word Vinishavim Matana Meruba, Lachay is a Svasi Yasser, it's extra Lashon. The Rambam should have just said, if he's Osha B'Yoyser, Noisl Mishkolizov. What did he add these words, v'nischav l'matana meruba? So the Biskrov wants to be medayik, that the Kavan of the Rambam means that not that we say an osha b'yoyser is mechavim to be noisim mishkol izov. Rather, we just say an osha b'yoyser, he's not mechavim to pat himself up with pachis, with a simple item. Rather, his Kavan is to be noisim mechavim to give him matana meruba. He's not specifying, he doesn't have a specific kavano, what type of matana meruba he'll give. But now, since we know he's mechavim for matana meruba and not for pachis, now, there's a suffix, what's considered matana meruba? We don't know which madrega matana meruba was his intention. And therefore, to be yoytzim idei suffix, we have to shatz him up to give the ma'ula sheba matonis, the best of the matonis, and therefore he'll give zav. And it's similar to the Rambam, which he says in Halacha Ches, that one said a loshim, which is a suffix, and we're not sure, on the person himself, will have to be yoytzim idei suffix, and he'll have to give achi yoyim aloy lekachnus chavanti. So to here, we just say the usher, number one, he's not mechavim for the pachas. He rather is mechavim for matana meruba. And Mimela, Mikoecha Safik, he'll be nice in Mishkal Ezov. And in the Ha'aris, on the Shiur of David, when he quotes this piece of the Briskarov, they point out that it should come out, according to this, that just like the Rambam over there says in Halacha Ches, that by the Yarshim, they only have to give the Pachas Shevel L'Shainis, they don't have to be Yoytza Midei Safik. So too, as long as anything, they're not more than Mutzavadeh, he's Mechayiv, that's all the Yarshim have to give. So we're coming over here, that the Yarshim should not have to give Dafke Mishkal Ezov, they should have to give the Pachas of what's considered Matanim Ruba. And the Ringer of David was masking to the Ha'aris. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yehuda Imer, Koymosi Alai, Noisin, Shavit, Sheinin, Nichvaf. One says, my height is upon me. He's going to have to give a Shavit, a staff, Sheinin, Nichvaf, which doesn't bend. Loi Koymosi Alai, Noisin, Shavit, and Nichvaf. Then he can give a Shavit, which does bend. Rashi explains, Koymosi, Mashma, Mitzke Koymosi. Rashi says, Noisin, Shavit, Av, Shalayuchel, Koyfifoi, which is unable to bend, Impirish, Kesef, Kesef, Vimzov, Zov. Just on this point, the Rashi says that if it depends on what he was mefarish, then he'll pay according to that. And if he's not mefarish, then this is what the Rambam says in Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, then he can give afilu shel eitz. So just the Rashi types, what does it mean, einin nichvaf? Rashi says, shaliyuchu lekoyfifoi. He's unable to bend it. So what does it mean, he's unable to bend it? Does it mean no one could bend it? So this, in the Shurim Meir Salvechik says that, Rashi says, is totally in the das anoider, that means that he's unable to bend it. However, Rabbi Negeshim, he says a little bit different type. He says, "Noisin Sharvit Shal Kesef Av She'ein Nichvaf Me'atzmai." It doesn't bend on its own. It's Masha, he's able to bend it, but just it would stand up straight and wouldn't bend over on its own. In the Shiurim of Rabbi David Soloveitchik, he wants to medayik that Shittas HaToisvus in the Bemasli Iboilu Oimdi is Mashma like Shittas Rashi, because the Toisvus explains that the Suffolk, when he says Oimdi, does he mean to give a Sharvit She'ein Nichvaf? A dilma, he means to give a shavit shiyachal lamid be'inon, just, oimdi means one that could stand, afal pisha nichvaf, even though it's nichvaf. It bends. So he says, if the taich of nichvaf and ein nichvaf means like Rabbeinu Geshem, that it bends on its own or doesn't bend on its own, then it's you can't understand shavit shiyachal lamid afal pisha nichvaf. If it's nichvaf means meaning me'atzme, it bends on its own, then it's not yachal lamid. So it must be that Taisa understood like Rashi, that a Shavit, Sha'in and Nichvav means the one that he can bend, but Al Kaponim, it could stand on its own. And Shavit, Sha'in and Nichvav means that one is not able to bend it. So he wants to die from there, like Taisa understood like Rashi. He's just more irritated than in Svara, it would be more understood, L'chayr, the sheet of Rabbeinu Geshem, because he's trying to give something that's Dumya to his Koima. So his Koima is something that's not Nichvav Me'atzmai, he doesn't fall over on his own, he's Yachalamin Me'atzmai. So that makes sense. He wants to give a Sharvit that's Einu Nichvav, Me'atzmai. But why would that be Mechayiv that he should give a Sharvit he's unable to bend? He himself is able to bend himself. So why would that Mechayiv a Sharvit She'einu Yochel L'Choyfifay? It's Arachin. The Gemara continues and asks from a Braisa that says, Kaimos Yalai, Meloi Kaimos Yalai, Noisin, in both cases, Noisin Sharvit She'einu Nichvav. And that the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Kiva, Didai, Klishni, Yaseira. The Gemara brings the Mishnah in Balbasra. That's by one says Lois Abar Lois Adus. Rav Kiva holds Moicher Ba'ayin Yofa Moicher, and therefore Tzarich Likich Leiderech. But nevertheless, when he says Chutz Me'elu, the Rav Kiva's Moida She'ein Tzarich Likich Leiderech. Alma came to Loi Tzarich VeKomar. That's for Yemilsekos. He's coming to add, and therefore that keeps himself a derech. Hachanami in our case came to Loi Tzarich VeKomar. Since if he would have just said Koymosi, that alone is Mechayev Shavet She'ein Nichvav. If a comment, he added these extra words, Maloy, Latfoya Milsakasi, and therefore he's being my idea, like Rashi explains, Shein Daite El Midas Hagoiva, and he could give a Shavit HaNichvav. In Rabbeinu Geshem, he brings a different Girsa. He brings the Ikka the Army, some had a different Shah in the Gemara, they had a Faket. That Kaimasi Alai, the Rav Yehuda said Kaimasi Alai, Noisin Shavit HaNichvav. But Maloy Kaimasi Alai is a Noisin Shavit She'ein HaNichvav. Then he has to give the larger size of a Shavit that's Ein HaNichvav. And he explains the Chalishni Yaseir Latvuya Milsa Asa. To explain the Machlaikis, the Tulashainis, and Rabbeinu Geshen, it would seem that the arguing how you teach the words Latvuya Milsa Kaasi. The Rajba in Chelik Beis in Simon Ein Reish, which is also brought down by the Rivash, Chuvas Rivash in Simon Reish Zayin, he says that the Kibun says Latvuya, it's not, doesn't mean Dafka Latvuya. Rather, Chalishni Yaseir, it's not Lachinam Nemra. He said, the Pamim Lutfuye, sometimes it's to add the Pamim Lutfuye. And he brings it right from our sugya. Here we see the original Lashon is Koimasi, is Mashma, Ein Nichvav. And since he added Meloy Kamasi, which was unnecessary, Loy Lakorhi, Loy Lachinam Amar, rather Legruye, they should only be Chayiv less. So that would be the Pshat Lachor in the first Lashon. Just talking about doing in the Lashon Bein Geshem, Kaloyim is coming to Bavarn, what does it mean? Lutfuye, Lakach Hoysav Bidiburay. And perhaps we could add that we prefer to have the Cheshbon of the Gemara work out like this, as the Arsameach in Perek Gimel and Nazir Halacha Dalet explains over there in the Shita of Rambam that Ladino, we say the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva, that came the Amar Milsa Deloy Tzarech, Lutfuye Milsa, only when it's for the benefit of the one who's making the Tanai, and not where it works against him. So if we prefer to have the Cheshbon of Meloy Kemasa working for his benefit, that'll give less. However, the second Lashon of Rabbeinu Geshem held that the Taich in Lutfuye always means to be moisif onto the Lashon, and increase that the Lashon should be koil more. And like the Rashbam in Babasa and Daf Ayinov in the Aleph explains, that the Lashon of Lutfuye is always to be moisif and not Legruye. And therefore there were goyers that Kemasi is giving the Shavit a Nichvav, and by adding Malay Kemasi, you'd be moisif and giving more a Shavit she'ena Nichvav. The Gemara continues, Iboyilahu, Oimdi Ma, if one says, Oimdi my standing, I will give me noida to the gift about the Kabayis, Ma, what's the halacha? What's the halach in all these cases? And the Gemara remains with a teiku. Tosis understands that the Gemara is a continuation from the Gemara by Kemasi, which there we said, one is b'chuyif to give a sha'avit she'eni nechvaf. So on Oimdi, here with Mestapik, does Oimdi mashma you could give a sha'avit which is nechvaf, as long as it's standing? Or you don't need to have to give a sha'avit she'eni nechvaf? And Tosis learns the continuation of the Gemara by Reichem Yishivosai and etc. is all a continuation on Intim Zalaymer. Each one is more of a sibah to mechayvit to give a shavit she'ein nechvav. The Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, also brings all the sveikas of our Gemara, and he says, Kol eilu safik, umeivu lufi memoinoi. It's not clear exactly how the Rambam was mefarish the safik of the Gemara, but what is clear is, as the Advas points out, v'lehoyu safik ima neder, there's no safik if it was a neder, the pshita the havi neder, if it sure was a lashon of neder something, elah safik ukama chayiv litin, how much he has to give. However, Rashi, when he's mefarish the Gemara, oim di'alai, Rashi says, mi havi mash mashavit kaimosoi oiloi. So it's unclear what's the other tzad, either shavit kaimosoi or not. What is that? So it'll be mashma that Rashi understood, like the Rabbeinu Geshem is mashma. And he's mefarish, oim di'mau, the Rabbeinu Geshem says, omar oim di'alai mau yesh beloshen hazeh loshen nedorim oiloi. Is this loshen a loshen of nedorim or not? Which, the chayyim means that, that's different than kaimasi. Kaimasi means my height. He's saying a definite thing. I want to give something that stands like my height, which is a shavit. However, an oimdi is more like an action. Oimdi, my standing. Does that mean to say, as I stand, meaning again, similar to kaimasi? Oidoma is just like expressing an action of oimdi, and therefore that's bechlal not a lashon of neder, and therefore he would not be mechayiv to give anything. And that would be the mashma of Rashi. Is it mashma shavit kemosi oiloi? It's not mashma that at all. And perhaps with this we can understand why Rashi in the Hemshecha Gemara he was mashmit the shayla of yeshivasi roichvoy and hekeifoy. There he's mashed with someone to toisis. The question is, do you give a shavit a nichvav or not a shavit a nichvav? However, yeshivasi he didn't explain anything at all. It could be because according to Rashi, yeshivasi is the same type of question as oimdi. Is it yesh bechal beloshen hazeh loshen neder or not? So therefore, he didn't repeat it, the same question. Or, perhaps better, maybe Rashi didn't have the girs at all, as the Kesa Mishnah mentions that, at least on the girs of Oivyoi, he says that for sure he did not have the girs. So therefore, perhaps Rashi did not have the girs of Yeshivasi as well. The Gemara continues with the Braisa to explain the save of our Mishnah, but one says Mishkal Yodi Alai, whereas the Braisa adds, he says Mishkal Ragdi Alai. And there is a question, how do you weigh it accurately? Because if one put his hand on the scale, since, as Rashi explained in the Mishnah, he could sometimes make it lighter and sometimes make it heavier, we can't get a true, accurate weight. So therefore, if Machloik is Rebuda Abyesi, what to do? Rebuda says, maybe Chavis Umamali Mayim, and he puts his hand out of Otzel, which displaces the water. Then afterwards, Vishoikul Basach Hamar Ginvat Samois, which the Gemara said is similar to the weight, the Basach Hamar is similar to the weight of a human hand. The Noisle Seychat Shetismali. So what does this mean, Vishoikul Basach Hamar Ginvat Samois? Tosis Yomtiv understands in the Pirshei Mishnayos LaRambam that the word v'shoikel comes from the Lashon Shokal, which we find in the Lashon of the Gemara, meaning to take. He takes the Basar Chamor Ginev Atzamis, he puts that into the barrel, and which now fills it up. So now we have the volume equal to his hand. And afterwards we weigh it. And that part of weighing is not even mentioned in the Mishnah, that's Adav de Memela. Smash like this in Rabbeinu Geshem. The Mishnah also as well, v'shoikol means v'noitel he takes. However, Tosis in the Bamasal v'shoikol understands the word v'shoikol means to weigh. So it means Tosis understood, kipshuta, we take a volume, an estimated volume equal to his hand, and we weigh it. So David Tosis bonded, since we already weighed the hand of a chamor, what's the point of it if there is now putting into the barrel? So Tosis has two pshatim. The first pshat being from Rabbeinu Chanan, meaning that really you weigh it afterwards. And the Mishnah just means that when you put the basar chamor gidon atzomis into the barrel, that's when you weigh it. But the weighing follows after you first filled up the barrel, and then you weigh it. In the second pshat, he brings from the Ri that dafka nokat shoykel meikara, the dafka, you weigh it first. And Tosfos explains, because since if you put the basar chamor into the barrel first, some mayim would get absorbed into the basar, and will make it heavier. So therefore, the Eitzah is, as Rosh Hashanah explains, first weigh a large piece of meat, and then take a little piece put into the water until it slowly fills up. And then if you have a little bit extra meat, then you would weigh the remaining amount and you deduct it from the amount that was put in, and then we'll have the exact weight. Or he says if you come up a little short, you take a little more meat, first weight, and then put in, and that way you'll get the accurate weight. Afterwards, Tosis is bothered, and this is not so clear how to read into Tosis, but this is how the Chaknosan explains, v'shem d'chazay nochem. Tosis is bothered that since anyway we don't have an accurate rate, because as we know, a chai noise is atzmai, and a live person, live weight is lighter than dead weight. So therefore, the basar chamor, which is a cut off hand, will be much heavier in any event than his own hand. So Tosis explains, I'll be with the Shittim Kabbasis, brings v'shem d'rosh, that even though it's truly heavier, but basar das and noider is linon. And his kavana is to be shoykel as much as possible. And since you can't, there's no other way to get it precise, his kavan is to be shaykled with a cut-off hand of a chamor, and that will best bring out as accurate, even though it won't be precise. That's good for the kavan of the noider. And Chazay Nochem adds this into the Lashem of Yudah, kamad the efshar of dinah, as much of what's possible you could do. I mean, so, therefore, in regard to the water, we have an eitzah. First weight, mashenk, in regard to the fact that it's heavier, that the dead weight is heavier than lightweight, since there's no other way, it's understood that that's the Das HaNoider. Focusing on the din of Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah, who said, Mishkol Yodi, the way we measure is by being Mamalei Chavis, Mayim, Umachnisa, and Mapikoi. Which Rashi explained, what does Mapikoi mean? That's Otzil, Shekoin, Aishilo. Which the Beis HaZevach says this, the Beis HaShechi, the armpit, which means one puts his entire hand into the Chavis and displaces the water. That's the part that we measure. Rabbeinu Geshem is also mefarish, like she does Rashi. The Mishnah says that Mapiko Yad Beis Shechiyoy Shehu Akosif, which is the shoulder area. The Tosfos Naman Aleph, as well as the Tosfos in a number of places, it's in the Shabbos and the Chulin, the Menachos and Ido, is Chaylik on she does Rashi. And he says that our Brisa on Beis explained the Mishnah the Yemachis Ad the Otzel, which is the same thing as the Marpik. And the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yitchesman Beis is on the Dashin as well Yachru by Yoza. That they weren't choyger the avnei b'makom zeya loy lematim masneim v'loy lemailim atzileim and not above the otzil el keneged atzileyadeim. So he says if the otzil is the ashaylo, which is the armpit, he says adrab, that's more of a makom zeya. So the Tosfos learns that the marpik is referring to the kuda, which means the elbow. Tosfos in Shabbos Tzadik Beis and in Chulin Kuvav further proves this point from the Mishnah in Olos Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, which lists the cheshbon of the evarim, of the ramach evarim in a person. And there the Mishnah says, there's lamed evarim in the piece of siyad, in the hand, shnei evarim bekona, two in the next part of the hand, which is called the kona, shnei evarim bemarpik, then echa bezroyav, echa ve'arbe bekosif. So following the statement of the Mishnah, it's very clear that the marpik is between the kona and the zroya, not by the kosif. So you see, the marpik is again the elbow. Further, the Aflosh of Erechim brings the Malbim and Arts of Zachayim in Erechayim, Simchav Zayin, Sivkot and Dalit, who asked the Rashi himself in Zvachim Daf Yitches, on the Gemara of Liyachub Ayozah was Mefarish like Shittas Tosfos, that the Mapik there he explains the Kuda is the elbow, and he remains with the Tzorachin. The Aflosh of Erechim brings that the Yishuv Lishittas Rashi, Matzosi Bechidushi Aran on Shabbos Daf Tzadik Beis, which is also the Shita of the Ramban and Rajba who explain that, like Shittas Rashi, the Marpik is the Mokim, which is Mechubar the Zroya with the shoulder, which is the Aishlo, as Rashi said. But however, the Marpik is Mespashit Yoiser until the Mokim of the Chibar the Zroya in Makonashliyad, which means the Marpik takes the whole upper part of the arm, all that is considered the mapik v'otzel. And therefore, the Mishnah in Olis, which said that which listed the mapik between the kona and the zraya, that was because that's the tchilas makim of the mapik. And to distinguish it between the higher part of the zraya, we call that the mapik. But really, the mapik goes from the elbow area up until the shoulder. And therefore, as the Flosh of Erechin says, Rashi explained each place lefiya inyan. The Mishnah is in the Gemara in the Zvachim. There explained the otzel is referring to the elbow, the kuda. However, in our Gemara, he understood that the mapik is referring to the aishlo, which is the beis hashechi. What was left unanswered was the toisus in chulin and the other mekaymis was bothered on Shittas Rashi that our Gemara is gufa meduyik that the mapik is the kuda, is the elbow, because the Gemara in the Amebeis and the Braisa paralleled with the regal adar kuva, which is the knee. So it's mashma, it's the same type of joint by the yad, just like the regal is at a kuva, that's the knee, so too the yad is the similar perik, which is the elbow. That place was another kasha and Rashi. So that, actually we could say, the Rashi held in the sense by Nadarim, Holchin Achaloshim Adadim, as the Gemara will be masber. So therefore he understood that it's not mukhah to be told, even though the regal is at a kuva, is by the knee. But the yad, he understood people call the Derech Bnei Adam is to call until the Beis HaShechi, and therefore it was Mefarish here, that the Yad means, out of Otzel, here the Mapik is the Chelik HaMapik of the Aishala. The Gemara continues, B'Yad, out of Otzel, V'Raminu, with Mar'as Astira, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim B'Mikdosh, is out of Perik, is only until the Perik. And that the Gemara answers, the Reis out of Perik, and the Reis of the Yad is till the Perik, min the Dorim, Halach Achaloshim Mene Adam. And therefore it goes until the Otzel. So what does Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim ad aperik mean? So Rashi explains, Mokim Chibra Kaf V'Hazroya, which is understood as Taisus in Chulin is Masber, Shittas Rashi means with the wrist. And even though Rashi here says the Kaf and the Zroya, and as we mentioned earlier from the Mishnah and Olis, Zroya sounds like the upper chelik of the arm, and the lower part of the arm is called the Kone. However, as the pointed out in Shirab David Salvechik, the Rambam in Pish Mishnayis and Olis says that the Kone is called the Knei HaZroya, which sounds like the entire Zroya, the entire arm is called the Zroya. We distinguish it by calling the upper part of the arm the Zroya and the lower half the Kona. But since the entire arm is called the Zroya, the answer Rashi here means, Bakum Chibra Kaf, which is the hand, and the Zroya, which is the arm, which will come out, will be the wrist. However, the Shita of Mekubet says, quotes the Shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim in Chulin, Nafkovam and Beis, explained the Gemara over there that Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim is Anaperik. And he says it means the Bakum Chibra Kona V'Hazroya, which is referring to the elbow. So if so, As the Shita, then how do we understand El Gemara? Since Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is out of Perik, meaning is the elbow, then Benedorim, which is also out of Otzil, that's also the elbow. It comes out, it's one and the same. So Tosfos in Chulin, on Kuvav and Beis, there he quotes the Shita B'Shem Rav Avram, and he has the same Kasha from El Gemara. He says if that Shita would learn like Rashi, that ad otzel doesn't mean like Tosis understood, which is the elbow, rather like Rashi, that it's the shayla, which is the beis hashechi, the by the shoulder. Therefore, the Gemara will be good, that the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is until the elbow, and the Minadorim, it's until the beis hashechi. The Gemara continues, Udoi Raisar HaPerek, that Minatoira, the Yad is only until the Perek, the joint. As Rashi explained, the wrist, V'agabi Tfilin, D'chsiv Yodcha, V'tonet V'ei Menashe, Yodcha Zuki Bairis. Which is much higher up, as Rashi says, that's V'goyva Azroya, it's the bicep, which is on the upper part of the arm. On the Gemara answer, the Rai is the Kibairis Kulo. Now Torah, the entire Kibairis, is considered the Yad. Menadorim, Halchachalosha Ben Yodam, V'kiddush Yadayim V'aglayim, B'miktosh, Hilchas Legamirlo, that's Allah Moshim Sinai, that it's only until the Perek. In the Sefer Mutzum Yeish and the Malbim, which you mentioned earlier in the Simcha of Zayin in Hamei LaOretz Sivkon Dalit, they ask that Bishleim L'shitas HaToisus, that Otzel means until the elbow. Then we understand the Gemara. The Gemara's Chilik is that Min HaToira the Kibayris Kulo, which is the entire arm, which is Koil the Makam HaKibayris, is considered Yad Min HaToira. And Min HaDorim Holach HaChaloshim Ben Adam, and people only call a Yad until the elbow. However, L'shitas Rashi and Rabbeinu Geshem, who understand also means up until the Beis HaShechi. So why is the Gemara need a new svar there by Nedarim, Halach HaChaloshim Ben Yodom? Typically, the Minatayr, that's the Mokam Ayad, is the entire arm until the Beis HaShechi. And the Mutzal Me'esh says, maybe you'll say that the Gemara means only until after the Kibayris. That's where the Yad Minatayr ends. And that he says it's not ein svara to be mechalik be emtze etzem. And it's pasha the Gemara means kibayir is kulo, the entire arm, which is the makim kibayir is all a yad min atayru. And therefore remains with the tzarachin. However, I would point out that I think Rabbeinu Geshem in the Bamaschil Zuki Bayris, he says alma de ad hasam kar yad min adayraisa. And then he continues with a darm halchachalashem and yadam v'ada otzel koyin yad haynu lemayla mikibayris. He does sound like this chilik that the minatayr only goes till the end of the kibayris, end of the bicep, and then by yet nedarim it goes until the beis hashechi. I think the Ramban and Shabbos in Tzadik Beis, which mentioned earlier, is also mashm like this. There is asking on Shitas Rashi that says otzel means the beis hashechi, and he says in Cain it comes out yimachem bin nedarim yoisim yibetfilin. She'ilu tefillin einik riyad elat kibayris, and the darim goes all the way until the top, which it sounds like again he's saying this chilik, which the mutzmeish was not happy to say. However, the achreidim understanding that the gemara means the kibayris kula, that means the entire arm is considered a yad min atayru, and we'll point out that the maram in chulin on kuvavam and beis also says this clearly, that the gemara means the entire yad is the entire arm is called a yad min atayru. The only reason why you need the makam kibayris for tefillin, because there is a special halacha that has to be keneged alev, alav avchem. But the shem yad is koilul the entire arm. So if so, how do you understand the Gemara l'shitas Rashi? In the Sefer Nesivas Yom, offers a nice teretz that, how do you understand when the Gemara says, kiddush yadayim v'raglayim b'mikdash hilchas ha-gemirlo? We could clarify, does the Gemara mean that min ha-teiro yad is kibayris kula, the entire arm? In kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, there's a halacha that only wash until the perik, which means wash, mix the sayadayim. That's one sad. Oidilma, the Gemara means that by Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is Nischadish, that Hilchas Gemirlo is Mechadish, there's a new Shem Yad for Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. And there the Shem Yad is only on a perik. So if we go with that second sad, that there's a new Shem Yad, then we can, now when we get in the Dorim, since Minat Torah, there's two Shem Yads. There's a Yad, which is a standard Yad, like we find by Tefillin, is the Yad Kibayris Kula, the entire arm is a Shem Yad. And Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, there we have a different Shem Yad. There the Shem Yad is only until the Perek. So now when a person by Nedarim says Yad, what is that? What is he referring to? Since there's two Shem Yads, what does he mean? So here we need to tell us, Halachach Lashem and Yodom, and they call a Yad the Yad Kula. So even though it ends up being the same as Tefillin, it ends up being the same as the standard Yad Min HaTorah, which is Kibayris Kula, but we need a Kiddush of Lashem Yodim to go follow that Yad as opposed to the Yad of Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. I think we can find a smach to this concept, because we find another Rechitza in the Torah, that's by Egla Rufa, where the Pasuk says, V'chol zikne yer hi akroiv melachol ol yichatzu as yadeyim ala Egla Rufa benochal. And the Minchas Chinuch declares, what's the, when the zikne yer have to wash the hands, what do they wash? Do they wash until the perik, like Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, or Dumbo, they wash the whole hand? He says it remains with a suffix. If Chaim Knievsky, in the Sefer Nachal Eson, in the Simon Yudal, Sif Dal, Sif Kotten Gimel, he says that L'chayra, V'mel Gemara Kipshuta B'mashma, that only Kiddush Adayim Raglayim has a Hilchsa Gemirlo, and therefore, he says, since the Shem Yad is Mara says, Ad Beis HaShechi, L'chayra would come out, they would have to wash the entire arm until the Beis HaShechi. But then L'Bsoif, he's mitzanded that maybe the Hilchsa Gemirlo is an Ur Chitzis Yadayim, it's only until the Perek. And therefore, yeah, that's, he's more anointed to say that's that. So I think the, it'll be more moving if we say the pshat is that, b'maz what he's saying, that in Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, it's not just a din to wash mixes yadayim. The din is, for you, the chitzes yadayim is a new shem yad. The shem yad goes until the perik. And therefore, all rechitzes, the Torah's yad for rechitza is until the perik. So that'll be better understood, l'chayra, why, over there by Eglarufa, you wash until the perik. And therefore, we could say, Al-Gemara, that's why we need a chiddush of Lashem and Adam to be memayit, not the yad of Rechitza, but rather the yad of Kol HaTorah Kula, which is Ad Beis HaShechi. In regard to the Makom Hanochas Tefillin Shel Yad, which the Gemara says is on the Kibayis, is Machloikis in Simuch of Zayin, the Ramah brings from the smack, that you have to put it, B'roish Ha'etzem HaSamech L'Koivdoi, the part of the mound of Basar which slopes towards the elbow, but not on the half of the Etzem which slopes towards the Shechi. The Biagrua argues, and he says, the Gemara says, Kibayris is mashma the entire Kibayris, the whole mound of Basar is kosher v'anochas tefillin. The Biagrua asks, how could the Ramah say that only the half of the Kibayris is kosher v'anochas tefillin, Our Gemara says, Kibayris Kulo has a Shem Yad, and our Gemara is talking in regard to Tefillin. That's smash an entire Kibayris is kosher, Fanochas Tefillin. And then it brings from the Sefer Chuma, that is Mavur, that the Iker Shem Kibayris, the Iker Kvutzas Basar, the mound of Basar, is only in the first, the Chatzia Etzem, that's Samach towards the elbow. And if only that has a Shem Kibayris. And explains, and the Gro just argues and he holds that since there is some part of Basar Tefuach, that slopes towards the back as well. He held that's also nichla on the Shem Kibayris. So everyone agrees the Kibayris kul is kosher. The question is, what's nichla on the Shem Kibayris? The Aruch HaShulchan in Simcha Zayin points out that Rashi Menachis on Laman Zayin and Mabez, who says Kibayris duhu etzel hakosef, it's near the shoulder. He wants to be daig that it's mashman like the Shittas Agro, that the Kibayris is the koil, the part that's close to the shoulder, which is the back half of the Kibayris. And also in Rashi Be'os, we also be mashal like this. Rashi says, "Begoyva hazoya rochik min otzel maat." Rashi explains otzel; it means the beis hashechi, and it's maat. It's only a little bit away from it, which would sound like the shita sagra. That even that back half of the kibayris mound the baser is also nichlal in the shem kibayris. Just I saw in the Sefer Shmuas Chaim, he points out that the or of the bealoch from El Gemar of kibayris kulo. He says, "Could be El Gemar is just using the word kibayris kulo in regard to the shem yad." As we find, it's the only time the Gemara ever uses the word kula. So the Eil Gemara means kibayris kula, the entire kibayris, meaning the entire makim ha-kibayris is all nichel in the shem yad. As we explained earlier, it's the entire arm is included in the shem kibayris. Could be the makim hechsher for tefillin, hanachas tefillin, is only the chelik ha-kibayris that's connected aleif. That's the other. Continuing on to the Mishnah, the Mayodi life, one says the value of my hand I will give to hektish, shaman oisikam hu shava biyad u below yad. The Gemara explains, "Hey, Chishaminalei," and this we have Machloikus Rav and Abaya. Rav says, "Oim the noisa, oim shal nezakin," which means we estimate him like one would be choivel and cut off the hand of his friend. We would sell him as an eved. How much he'd be worth meikara with his hand, and how much he's worth now without his hand, and that's what he pays to Hektish. And on that, Abaya says it's not doime over there by nezakin gavra zilu. We see him up as a gavra who's missing his hand, so we can't give him his full value meikara what he should be worth because we see him as ishma zolzel. However, in our Gemara, our Mishnah, we said to Mayodi Alai, he's someone who has his two hands. He's a Gavah Shviach. So we estimate him with his full value. So it comes up being more than Hektish. The Melabai is Choylik, and Maskonis, he says, El Yodi Mechtevis L'Rabbi Rishon. We shots him up like someone who just takes his first hand that it can be used for his Rabbi Sheni, only for the Rabbi Rishon, and that's what he'll pay to Hektish. Toysis asks on Rashi two questions. Number one, he says, it comes out according to Rashi that when Rava's understanding of Oymit Shal Nezakin means that when every Nezakin, we don't give him the full value, how much he was worth Meikar. So he asked, Maishno, Minoida the Gir says, but the Choknas and Rav Ronsberg are Goyers Minegeach, if someone's Shars Negeach a person, the din is an awesome Pidinav, show you that he has to pay Kold Amav. So to hear by Nezakin, he should have to pay the entire value of the Hezek that he was Mazik. The Shidim Kabetzes means the Rosh speaks out a little different. He says, that it comes out, you're not paying the full value of his loss. That's one question. Number two, he asks, that when the Gemara's first understanding in Abaya, that Abaya said, who does the malach with one hand, to one who does with two hands, the difference is what he pays. So Gemara understood, that why is he not doing work with two hands? Because the other one is psika, is cut off. The Gemara asks, then it's the same thing as Rava. So Tosis asks that according to Rashi, why is it the same like Rava? Rava, who said Oyim din Oyser Oyim Shal Nezaka, means danning him as someone who has his hand cut off. So then we don't give him his full estimation of how much he is worth Meikara. We give him like estimate like a Gavra Zilo. But Abai is saying we're looking at a person who's a Gavra Shvicha, a person who has his two hands. We're just estimating how much he'd be worth if we would cut off his hand. So that's a true estimation of what he was worth Meikara. And then we're going to shout up at the end how much he's worth without his hand. So that's not the same like Nezakin. So what's the question of Hainuach? Therefore, Tosis is Chaylik, and he says, it's true that according to Rava, Oymin Oysa Oymin Shal Nezakin means we shout him up how much he's worth Meikar, we can get his true estimation. Just we shout him up Oymin Shal Nezakin, how much he'd be worth if we would cut off his hand. And that's what he would have to, that's what he'll pay by Nezakin, and that's what he'll have to pay to Hektish. And then Abaye Tain is that Midami, Hosfim Gavra Zilo, Hosfim Gavra Shviach. As Tosis explains, the Hosfim Gavra Zilo, that by Nezakin, when you cut off his hand, the person himself becomes Nimas. He becomes disgusting, that now he's a person without a hand. So as the Hagoy Sagro explains that by Nezakin, what's really happening is there's two Hezekin. Number one, the Hezek to the hand, the loss of the use of the hand. And number two, the guf itself becomes decreased in value because it's missing a hand. And it's Nimas Ba'ini Abrius. Masha'enkin in our Mishnah, we just said to Meyadi, he just said, I'm going to give the value of the hand. So he just limited to the value of the hand, not to the guf. So therefore, we should shatz him up as a person who's a gavah shaviach, as therefore Abaye says, we can be a different estimation. Come out the right solita in for a person who has the use of two hands to the person who only has the use of one hand, and that's what we estimate him. So the Chalkin Nosson points out that it comes out in the Cheshbin, Toisus is the opposite of Rashi. That according to Rashi, it comes out that Abaye was asking on Rava that you should pay hektish, you should pay more than my nezakin. Since he's a gavah shaviach, we shouldn't judge him like Ishma Zulzul. Now, shaking according to Toises, it's the other way. That Abai was questioning that by here by Hector, she should pay less than my Nezakim, you can pay more because there's a loss that it becomes Ishma Zulzul. On the Gufa Gemara, which says that Oim and Oisa, Oim and Shal Nezakim, the Shidim Kubetzes brings B'Shem the Rosh, who's bothered, that's Mashma in our Sugya, and this is really Mavura in the Mishnah. That the way we estimate the value of the hand is not by estimating the shavis of the yad b'fnei atzmai by itself, but rather agav the guf, meaning in relation to the guf, how much did the guf lose by having a hand, by having a guf with a yad and a guf without a yad. And that's what you'll pay. So the Shita asks, if this din is nilman from Gemara, the Makar is a Gemara in Bamakamad after Chesim and Beis, which learns that the halacha, if someone's behemoth was mazik, ate up an aruga, we don't just pay for the individual row that the animal ate. Rather, you pay how much the hefse was in relation to the soda. The Gemara learns this from a pasuk of Biyur B'Shtei Acher, Melamid Sheshomen Al Gav Soda Acher. And the Gemara in Baba Kama and Daf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph learns this halacha legabi all his eikas. And the Gemara applies this halacha legabi if one is koitea yad avdi shal chaveroi, he cuts off the hand of the eved of his friend. The halacha is you don't pay how much the individual hand, as Rashi explains, how much the Odin would charge to be Keteya, the hand of his Eved, which we would charge a much higher price. Rather, we look at it in relation to the Guf, how much he could sell the Eved with the Yad, and how much he could sell him without the Yad, and that's what you pay. So the Rosh asks that the Gemara in Bab Mitzia, the Tzadik Tesman Beis, in the Sugya of Haiman the Gozel, Chavitza the Tamri, is before that this din, that was Shomen, Agav Oysa Soda, is unique to one who's Mazik a Soda of a Hedyot. But one would be mazik asada shal hektish. The other Gemara is mashman that we don't have the kula of shaman agavoyis asada. And the Gemara uses it in regard to the discussion over there by Chavitza the Tamri. And hektish has a chumra of a hedyot. So asks the Rosh that our Gemara, the Meyadi Elai, is discussing one is being noided to give to hektish. And the Gemara seems to say that we could apply the din of shaman asayad agavaguf. And from the Gemara, but see what's seen, we can't use, in hektish, we can't use the din of shaman agavoyis asada. So Ayin Sham in the Rosh, the Yizmatcheh, the Gemara B'Metzia. In regards to Dinei Shuma, we could learn Hektish from Hedyot. The Gemara just means, only things in regard to something that doesn't need a Shuma, there we have a Yipi Koyach of Hektish over Hedyot, and we have a certain Chumra of Hektish over Hedyot, and the Gemara just means as a Sad L'Dover Raya from the Sugya Din of Shaman Agavai Sasada. Ayin Sham. However, the Brisker Rav answers that the Din of Shaman Asayal Agavaguf in our Sugya has nothing to do with the Alfusa from Mubir B'Shtei Acher, which is learned by Nezakin. And he explains, Al-Pi Yisoid, which he writes in Chilushim Anruz Alevi, in Mechtovin, in Oben 160, that he has an order on the Gemara in Babakam Mem Zayin, which said, that V'chein at the Moitzi B'Kitei Yad Avdi Shal Chaveroi. He's Medayik, why did the Gemara say Yad Avdi Shal Chaveroi? Why didn't we say a case V'Kitei Yodi Shal Chaveroi, which is regular Chuvei Chavolis? So he explains that the whole din, that you need to come out of the Chiddush of Bir B'Shtei Acher, that's only when by regular Hezek is the Alma. And after by an Evid, where the Evid is Mamoy Nishal Mshal Odin, it's like Kishoy Vechamayri. So there, we wanted to judge up the Hefsid that happened to the Odin. You could dan it in two ways. You could dan either the Hefsid mitzad the Yad itself, how much you could take to cut off the hand of his Evid. And then also you could dan the Hefsid klape the rest of the Guf. So there, the Torah is Mechadish Abim is the Yacher, that would let some who like the Gemara over there in Bab Kama on Daf Mem Zayin. That if you're going to take the higher price, nimtza the machish es a mazik, you're weakening the koyach of the mazik. So there's a special cooler for the mazik that we give him the cheaper rate. We dan the hefsid agav aguf, and that's what we learn from Ubi B'Shtei Acher. However, by chiyuvei chavolis, the Biskrov explains al pi yisoid, which he brings from his father, Rav Chaim in Hilchos Toyin in the Toyin V'Nitin, that there he says the yisoid of chiyuv chavola has nothing to do with the hefsid udror d'moina. It's not because you mafsid the person. You're not paying for the loss of the person's hand. So just like the Chaim proves it, just like the chiyuv of tzara b'ish has nothing to do with the hefsid. Rather, it's a chiyuv mamash the Torah placed because you were chayv b'chaveiroi. As the Bishkarov explains, it's ke'enet hashlumei koifer that you mechuyiv to pay for the demei ha'ayin or the demei ha'yad which he was mazik, which is learned out of the pasuk ayin tachas ayin, yad tachas yad. Now, how do we evaluate the cost of the hand which you were mazik? So here, the Bishkarov explains, there's only one way to evaluate it. The one way is, the shuma ha'yechida is kama ha'yeshava with the yad and how much it'd be worth without his hand. Because the hand itself, by itself, it doesn't have a price. The only price is how much it's worth with his hand, klapi the guf. So this has nothing to do with the pasuk of biyu b'seyacher. It's only by hezek, which is there the chiv is coming machmas to hefsid mamin, the loss of the monetary loss to the other. And so there you could down the hefsid in one or two ways, as we explained. So there you have need a special kulo biyu b'seyacher. You go after the cheaper price. But here, it's not a chiv of hefsid, it's just a chiv to pay for the eye. There is only one shuma to pay for the eye, and that has nothing to do with the bi'ur b'seyacher. And he proves this from our sugya. He says, our sugya of demei yodi alai, he says, if the, which our Mishnah also said, we judge it kam ha'yeshava b'yad, kam ha'yeshava b'layad. He says, this has nothing to do with the aschus ha'mazik, because there is no mazik over here. So al korchich, this din that you pay kam ha'yeshava b'yad b'layad is because that is the shuma of a yad, and has nothing to do with the kula b'yad b'seyacher. And therefore the Bishkarov explains it's miyushav, the clash of the rush. The ba'alma, if someone's mazik or sada shal hektish, there we would not give the kula b'yad b'seyacher. It's only an avasugyo of shaman of the meyadi alai. Here, the reason why we pay sham b'yad u'b'layad has nothing to do with the chiddush b'yad b'seyacher. And he explains what the Gemara means, oim denoise, oim shal nezokin, means the oimir of chavolis, which also, since it doesn't come achmas to hefsid, here the only is one shuma, which is a yad, agav aguf. And that has nothing to do with the pasuk of a b'yad b'seyacher.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.